This is a CKTZ News update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. The Kualiu House is a housing facility for youth and their families seeking medical care in Campbell River. The facility is open to Cortez residents that fit this criteria. I sat down with Desta Beattie, the Family Support Coordinator for the Cortez Community Health Association. Desta told us more about what the Kualiu House is all about.
The house is in Campbell River, and it's just behind the Campbell River Hospital, and it is called Kualiu House. And it has some beautiful translation in one of the Coast Salish languages about something about our children being our reason for being, which is just, it makes me cry every time.
What is the purpose of the house?
So the purpose of Kualiu House is to provide a home away from home for any family who is in Campbell River away from home in order to access medical care. It could be an emergency situation, it could be a chronic situation, and it could even be a dental appointment for a child. Anyone who has any appointment with any healthcare provider can access the space. It's $25 a night if you have the $25. If not, they're not going to turn you away. And the way to access that for Cortez Islanders is through the program that I run at the CCHA, so through the Family Support Program. And you can just send me an email. We'll set up a time to talk on the phone. My email is Cortez, C-O-R-T-E-S, F like family, S like support, C like coordinator at gmail.com. The application maybe takes like 20 minutes over the phone, and it's not invasive at all. It's very simple. And yeah, that's how you get in there. Often we can try to apply in advance, but depending on, they don't always have really a good idea of what the space is. So sometimes you won't hear until a week or a couple days. Before you're set to go in.
So with that application process, is that necessary every time someone needs to use it?
Each time is a new application. So we just send it in again. But again, it's pretty simple. After the first application that we send, it probably doesn't even take that long. It's also available for families that are awaiting the birth of a child. So the clinic here typically recommends that families leave the island 2 weeks before the due date of their baby's arrival, just to make sure that they're in town and not here for the baby. So you can go and stay at Kualiu House now, which for a lot of families, especially if you're having a baby in the summer, it can be really challenging to find a place to go live and wait for your baby to come. It could be very costly.
Amazing. And do you know how the house was funded or what organization built it?
Yeah. So Kualiu House is a project of the Children's Health Foundation of Vancouver Island. They run a similar home in Victoria called Janice Place, which some people are more familiar with. So this is the version of Janice Place, or some people are familiar with Ronald McDonald House, I think, in Vancouver. This is the Campbell River equivalent. I've taken a tour, and it's beautiful. It is so beautiful. It's like West Coast design, beautiful artwork. So much love and care has been put into the creation of the space. It's just really warm and welcoming. There's kitchen facilities that are personalized, so you can have your own kitchen in this shared kitchen. So your own sink and your own fridge, and to really just make it a really cozy place to be, which I think is probably especially helpful for people who are there longer term. I know one family who arrived in the middle of the night because of an emergency situation. By the time they got there at like 2 o'clock in the morning, they were welcomed in by the staff at Kualiu House and given bedtime snacks for the kids, and just really amazing place, especially for a family who's had a stressful situation or a health emergency. And yeah, the caveat being that at this point in time, it's only available for children's appointments, but there is a lot. At this point, it's just an empty lot next door, which I'm told eventually will be for anyone. definitely there is a gap in care when people are getting dismissed or discharged from the hospital in the middle of the night and have nowhere to go. Sometimes no shoes. I've heard of people leaving in an ambulance from the island. That this is available for kids is amazing. And definitely having it available for everybody would be a wonderful next step. So the Children's Health Foundation of Vancouver Island that runs the Quilayu House and also Janice Place in Victoria, they also offer the Bare Essentials program, which a number of families on the island have been able to access. And the program, Bare Essentials program, is for helping to cover extraordinary expenses related to healthcare. So before we had Quilayu House, it could help with travel expenses and a place to stay in the event of a child needing medical appointments off island. Quilayu House has made it a lot simpler. So Bare Essentials can be used for travel, perhaps further afield to appointments. So it will actually cover travel expenses that the TAP form, the pink slips, don't cover, equipment that families might need to address any health concerns of their child. And it can sometimes cover practitioners who aren't covered by the MSP program in certain cases. So that's another great program that Children's Health offers. And if you want to hear more about it or access that program, again, that's through the program at the CCHA, and you can email me.
So what kind of amenities does the Quilayu House have?
It has, I think, around 10 bedrooms, and they all have two beds, and there's like a blackout curtain in between them. So kids can go to sleep and parents don't have to go to sleep quite yet, or somebody can have a rest. And so those are the bedrooms. And there's a big, huge kitchen that's beautiful and well-stocked and has some food already in it, some staples. And then of course you can go get your own. There's laundry. There's a really cool playroom with like beautiful, nice toys for kids to play with. There's multi-purpose rooms, meetings rooms. I think there's somewhere where you can meet with like just like small offices where you could meet with healthcare practitioners, a great big living room with a fireplace, outdoor decks, a backyard, and then televisions and Wi-Fi. So just really homey and well-equipped and welcoming for anyone who walks through the doors.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.